Your password might not be as secure as you think. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Megan Squire, professor of computing sciences at Elon University, delves into how to make the strongest password to keep your information safe.
Why do websites make us add all kinds of numbers and punctuation into our passwords? Does that really help make them harder to guess? When a hacker gets a list of stolen credentials, our easiest targets are the folks who use dictionary words like dragon or password, or really common passwords like ABC123 and QWERTY. But for weird passwords that we've never seen before, we'll have to conduct what's called a brute force attack. This means writing software to try every possible combination until we find a match. A well-chosen password will make the brute force attack take as long as possible. So which passwords take the longest to crack? The answer might surprise you. It turns out the longer the password, the more difficult it will be to crack, even if the password is only made up of lowercase letters. Here's why. Consider a 6-character password made up of any of the 95 letters, numbers, or symbols on a keyboard. Guessing that short password means our software has to try 735 billion different combinations, or 6 to the 95th. That sounds like a lot, but a 10-character password made up of only lowercase letters gives 10 to the 26th, or 141 trillion possibilities. So the longer the password, the more time the brute force attack will take, even if the diversity of characters is relatively low. This is why security experts now recommend choosing as long a password as possible, and then worrying about character complexity. While you're at it, you should choose a different password for every site or application, and get some password management software to keep track of all this. And above all, never use password or 123456 as your password.
That was Megan Squire of Elon University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.